Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
We have a doubleheader this week. V'akel Pkudei, the conclusion of the book of Shmos, and the final accounting for all of the materials and services and artifacts that went into the Mishkan, into the tabernacle. This double Sedra is the longest one of the year because of the number of psukim of verses involved. It also has difficulties because it's very repetitive, things that we've already been told in
previous
Sidrot, right? The Truma Tetzave and Parda Kisisa. Nevertheless, the rabbis saw in it not only merit, but they saw in it the holiness of every word in the Torah. I want to concentrate on two aspects of one from Vayakel and one from Pekudei. Vayakel begins with the admonition to observe the Sabbath. The rabbi said that all of the laws of the Sabbath are derived from the work that was done in the Mishkan. In other words, any work that was done in the Mishkan is forbidden on the Sabbath, so to speak. Work that was not done on the Mishkan is not under the Sabbath prohibitions, etc. And the Talmud derives all of these in the tractate of Shabbos, derives all the work from the Mishkan. But the idea of the connection of Shabbos to the Mishkan, and especially to this parsha, Shabbos to me was always accountability. Shabbos makes you accountable for the 6 days of the week. What did you do the last 6 days? What are you going to do the next 6 days? And how does that influence your Shabbat, and how does Shabbat influence your behavior during the week? Judaism abhors hypocrisy, and it abhors schizophrenia. It doesn't like people that on Shabbat are Shabbat people and then on Sunday are not. We are looking to be Shabbat people all the time. And therefore, the idea that to abstain from work, to rest on the Shabbat, to think, to be with one's family, to deal with spiritual matters, to study, to hear a good speech in the synagogue. I could recommend the synagogue if you really want one.
I sure do.
So all of that is meant to build up within ourselves this sense of accountability for the 6 days of the week. I mean, if you're a family man on Shabbat, then you should try and be family person the rest of the week. If on Shabbat you abstain from certain things, then how about Monday, Tuesday also? And this strong connection, therefore, of Shabbat to the Mishkan is in this sense of accountability, because the Parsha Pekudei is accountability for the Mishkan. How much money did you take in? What did you spend it on? There's got to be part of the great weakness in public life or private life is the lack of accountability. Slush funds, you know, general charge accounts, you know, who knows? The Torah tells us, Din pruta k'din me'am mona. The accountability for a penny is as equal to the accountability for millions, because it's the idea of accountability that we're interested in. In fact, in the Parsha Pekudei, the Medrash teaches us that Moshe was missing 1,000 shekel. Couldn't figure out what happened to the 1,000 shekel. So in our world, on a budget of, you know, millions of shekel, mm-hmm. So, you know, it's 1,000 shekel, we'll write it off to the coffee. So you'll notice the cantillation in the Torah, the trop, the note. It says, Vesho'elef, and 1,000, what happened to that? The Torah itself asks. And then Moshe, the Medrash says, remembers that he used 1,000 to make the silver hooks on which the draperies hung, and therefore that's what happened to the 1,000. So you have accountability at the beginning in Vayakel, which is the story of Shabbat, and you have accountability at the end, which is the story of money. And the basic lesson in Jewish life is that we are accountable. We're accountable to ourselves, to our children, to our parents, to our God, to the rest of the Jewish people, to the rest of the world. You know, at the end, one of the great words in Hebrew is a duach, right? Din v'cheshbon, right? So here we use it in the sense of getting a traffic ticket, which is a very small duach in comparison to the real duach that we have to submit. They ask you, what did you do? What did you do with your talents? What did you do with your money? What did you do with your family? What did you do with your time? What did you do with the life I gave you? That's the question. And it's not an accusatory question. It's a natural question. The question that we should ask ourselves every day. So that lesson of Vayakel Pekudei, I think, is a very strong lesson. It really has great relevance to each and every one of us and to every facet of our lives. At the conclusion of Pekudei, which is the conclusion of the book of Shemot, so then everyone rises in the congregation and says, Chazak, Chazak, v'nit chazek. Let us be strong, let us be strong, and let us strengthen one another. I don't think that there's any greater blessing that could be given to the Jewish people, especially those of us fortunate enough to live in Israel, but the Jews the world over, the good people the world over, in such a time of struggle and terror and evil and hypocrisy and skewed vision, that we should be strong and strengthen others, and thereby be strengthened ourselves so that we'll fulfill our mission in life and our account sheet will balance. Pleasure, Elliot.
Rabbi Wein, a pleasure here too, talking about weekday accountability. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.